Pakistan has spelt out its doctrine of restraint, calling upon India to desist from any misadventure. In a calculated, conscious, and careful response to New Delhi's scrambling of fighter jets above occupied Kashmir, meant for coercing Pakistan, Islamabad declared that it will not initiate any escalation but warned of a strong response if provoked. That message should come as the writing on the wall to India, and at the same time as an opportunity for the world community to rally behind Pakistan as it confronts a hawkish neighbor bent upon shattering peace and security of the region and beyond. India's jingoism to go for war over the Pahalgam killings is an excuse to further its hegemonic designs, and is uncalled for, especially as Pakistan has offered to be part of any neutral probe to unmask the culprits. Pakistan's civil and military response to India's berserk approach to this day has been rational, and in conformity with civilized norms of diplomacy. Deputy Prime Minister Ishaq Dar, at a joint press conference with the DGISPR and the Foreign Office spokesperson, made it clear that the recent border clashes along Lok and a plethora of unilateral punitive diplomatic measures after the Pahalgam incident are meant to foment terrorism and destabilize Pakistan. Pakistan rightly pointed out that the entire region is facing a serious threat, owing to the politically motivated and highly provocative environment being created by India. And it is a pity that without offering any evidence to Pakistan's involvement in the April 22 attack, India is taking the world for a ride. As U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio reportedly gears up for some soft diplomacy to scale down the tensions, it has to be kept in mind that Pakistan is being scapegoated to serve ulterior designs. The onus should be on India to either prove its allegation or rescind from all drastic measures it has taken, such as suspending the IWT and scaling down the ties. Washington has an opportunity to push for direct talks over Kashmir, as has been President Trump's intention, and to ensure that a counterterrorism mechanism is worked out.